Nyadugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiado.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Wai Ananor Joda, Nyorogulini Ananor Lands Paper Tracker, Muno Ngayelo, Hello Mawangani Sulaguru, Muno Jabrini Nyari Nyinganambashanga Gwari Su.
Wai Rose, in our show today, we're going to be finding out about the Aboriginal Education Strategy.
Wanganambashanga Jindunyanga Nganana Jabra Gulini Nindiringani Banya Aboriginal Education Strategy Go.
To find out more about this important issue, we'll be talking with Professor Peter Buckskin, who's the Dean of Aboriginal Engagement and Strategic Projects at the University of South Australia, and who is leading the panel that is working on developing a new Aboriginal education strategy for South Australia.
Professor Peter Buckskin, Baloro Banya Dean, Aboriginal Engagement Ko Muno Strategic Projects, Anganala, University of South Australia, Muno Baloro Gulugulul, Lead Angarani Banya Panel Anka, Kabaloyana Panel Nyangango, Wakaringani, Pakalingo Jago, Aboriginal Education Strategy, South Australia Ko.
Professor Buckskin, welcome to the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, everybody.
Professor Buckskin, welcome to the Anangu Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show.
Professor Buckskin, would you like to briefly introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Peter Buckskin. I'm a Narunga man from the York Peninsula of South Australia, are my people. And I'm the Dean of Aboriginal Engagement and Strategic Projects at the University of South Australia. But more as important to me also is chair of the South Australian Aboriginal Education Training Council.
Oh, ngai go ini Professor Peter Buckskin ngai lo wadi Narunga nganalangoro yo peninsula banya South Australia la mono dean gulugulu ngai lo Aboriginal engagement mono strategic projects University South Australia langoro.
Thank you for that introduction. Would you like to give us an overview of the Aboriginal Education Strategy? What's the aim of the strategy and what are you hoping will change or improve as a result of this strategy?
Well, the state government is developing a new Aboriginal education strategy because the previous one lapsed in 2016.
Oh, a state government ango panya juno nyanga the new Aboriginal education strategy wananjago mono panya eredi nyanga the wearing of 2016.
The new strategy I've been invited to co-design with the state education department's chief executive Rick Purse. It's a really innovative new approach to the way we will design Aboriginal policy within the education department, because this is about co-designing. So I see that as a partnership with the head of the agency, bringing together the leadership of that agency and to connect and consult with the Aboriginal community of South Australia.
What strategy new one nyangaja nganana jungungu jungurengani banya state education department mono maya jabulga Rick Purse balola mono agencyinga mono anango joda mono nganana jungungu banya design malani nyangaja palani strategy nyanga balonya banya agencyinga wano mono palola mono anango jodanga mono ngaelo jana jabinol da palan jago nyangaja angola japen jago chungoring go jago mono walka jun go jago da nyangaja panya chungong go agency go mono anango mono ngaelo pagaling go jago strategy nyangaja.
And indeed we've already had 18 consultations around the state between the Aboriginal Education Consultative Council that I chair and the leaders within the education department from the southeast to the west coast, to Port Augusta, to the Riverland, to the Murraylands, and just recently we went to the APY lands and we had a consultation at Oumua. And we also had the capacity to visit some schools at Pukaja and Mimile and Fregon.
Oangana Kwaril Tabalyano 18 consultation banya Aboriginal Education Consulting Council, Ngayelo Chairman Nyarabalumbago, Monola Ano Banya Mora Kujuba Jodaguru, Banya Southeast Ngarangi, Mono Balla Mono West Coast Gulugulu, Mono Port Augusta, River Land Gulugulu, Mono Murray Lands. Mula Gwari, Yano APY Laguru, Umuola, Wangangi, Mono Nyagulugulo Angola Nyango, School Mangurba, Pugajala, Memelela, Mono Freganda.
So Peter, what's the sort of overarching aim of this strategy?
Obviously it's about improving education outcomes for Aboriginal students in South Australia.
Or a bulgangarani banya kadunjago education outcome joda banya. Tijodango nenderengani schoolanga ga yaji karulko nyarabalonya.
It's to ensure that we have a strategy that's more culturally respective of the cultures and knowledge and understanding our young people bring to the early years of their learning. The transition from home to school is very important in the early years.
Or number one banya yaji ngo strategy nyangango. Kulilgo banya culture, mangarani banya nongo jijudanga, mono balo jana banya culture balo balo nyang ngalagari ni school aguro early banya ngorangoro mono school ang ajar banyi ka yaji yaji nyara balo nya kulilgo mono kanyilgo banya strategy balo la.
And then to ensure that the department's policy, one child, one plan, can ensure that the Aboriginal child's plan is very inclusive of the context in which they live and what they want to achieve.
Mono balalangorolta kulinjago jungonjago banya policy banya ngarani chichi gojo mono plan gojo kanyara balonya jungonjagolta banya anongo chichi baloro yaji yajingo banya nendering gonjago banya arabala mono janamba area unka yaji yaji balo jana nenderengola banya janamba goals within jago pampon jago ka balo jan gangana na ala jilda kuleni yaji yaji ngo walka jun gun jago bala ja pakal jing kun jago janamba learning banya ngaran jago.
And that means because of some of the concerns about the lack of learning outcomes, even though there have been major gains over the last 20 years. And one example is that there are many more people completing the South Australian Higher Education, the Education Certificate, the SACE, than ever before. Mm-hmm. And it's really good to know that Anugu students are more involved in doing the SACE certificate and doing some VET courses through SACE and have achieved really good results.
Tijoda yaljali ninderingani school langa paloro nganana nyangani panya last 20 years anga malanga namba nyara palo gadoringo mono nganana nyangani panya example ngarani panya namba nyara palo gadoringo mono jiji jodango jarbani mono weani janam pa size panya mono nya bet course jodanga gulgulu ninderingani kangana nyangani anongo student jodango weani panya learning balbalonya nganana nyangani nyangaja weird ngaragarini paloro yajali nganana kadul ko nyara balonya polgara.
Now, as part of looking at the curriculum under the new strategy, will you and the panel be looking at the recognition of Aboriginal languages and the languages in which children are taught?
Absolutely. I don't think there is an appreciation that Aboriginal learners do bring an Aboriginal English to school, and that English for numbers of our communities, such as in the APY lands, it is sometimes the third or fourth language.
Oh, mula ba aranyara baloro ngarani banya anganana nindi banya Aboriginal anango learner jodango janamba wanga mono English ngalagarini school aguru mono Aboriginal English Baloro Mono Ngana Nyangani Banya IPY Mandanga Baloro Jana Jingro Wanga Ngalagarini School Agoro Mono English Banya Jarongarani.
So they bring a totally different perspective and skills to the classroom. So we need to ensure that the strategy in the future is more aware that our teachers need to have a strong understanding and competencies on around how do you teach children where English is not the first language and to teach for that diversity.
Jiji Jordango Ngalagarini school agoro banya idea kujuba joda mononya gulugulo skills kujuba kanyarabalangoro yaji yajingo strategingo kulilgo aranyarabalonya mono banya teacher joda jananya gulugulo skills yungo jago jana kulenjago banya yajingo nindin jago jiji banya nyajara wangajara mono English jingoro number two ngarani janamba wanga.
So it hasn't always been the case that children were only taught in English. Up until the late 1980s, APY schools provided bilingual education, so children could learn in English and Pinjara Yankunjara. Could you talk us through why this was changed and how this might have affected children and how they learn?
Look, I always thought that the bilingual education of the 70s was really an assimilationist type policy because it was never invested, the Yankunjara Pinjara languages was never invested in terms of the quality of the curriculum, the types of curriculum resources for that language, people bringing their first language to school, needed to see, you know, in the classroom, in the teaching material, the teaching resources, the reading books, the oral interaction, to have a fully competent bilingual non-Indigenous teachers was very rare.
Bilingual education banya 1970s anga jana jingro aranyara balonya kulenja wea mono nya investment ngaranja wea banya yaljalingo nindinjago jijuda banya bilingual do wano mono jingro resources gulugulo jarongarangi mono teach juda gulugulo banya juda banya pagalingo nja wea banya bilingual education do wano mono resources gulugulo bilingual teacher juda gulugulu uyangarangi.
And so in a sense it was like without a strong bilingual program in some areas, you know, one could argue that the education policies are about assimilation. It's not about building on the culture of the child and ensuring that the child can see that their culture as well is truly respected and supported through the curriculum in the way that they are taught.
Kalaji mohon pendengarannya banyak bilingual nyarbaloro kunpong aja weyangu weyalta ka balangoro jingro alaji gulilku banyak education yang abaloro assimilation ngon ba jananya kampung jo banangi wal parent ba ko ara ko jo wananja ko mono nyar balang or jun kunjo wea banya janan ba culture nintin jo wea ngaran jo wea school angka mono banya jiji ko learning banya ngaran jo wea janan ba culture mono parent ba ko gulgulo kulen ja ko ka nyar balo jingo wea ngarangi janan nintering kon ja ko.
And so we want this strategy to be more culturally responsive, and that means we need to look at the skills of the teachers that are employed in the education department. We need certainly more Aboriginal teachers in the system, and we need more education leaders in the system, so the school principals.
Culture. Anong culture, mono Aboriginal culture ko, mono skills gulo yungo jago teacher joda goro, panya balon jana niya panya employment yungani education department to ano, mono nya gulo panya education leader joda garon jago, principal joda, panya education system banga.
And we need to ensure the great resource we have, as well as the Aboriginal teachers, the paraprofessional educators, we call them, I think, Aboriginal education workers, but they have their own award and they need to be supported to ensure that they have a career path. And those that wish to pursue it to be a competent paraprofessional and don't want to be a fully qualified teacher, that they are supported.
Palangaro banya kulinjago da resource banya ngarani banya nya paraprofessional banya teacher mulaba teacher bulgawia baloro educator mono banya Aboriginal education workango kanyini janamba award waljaja mono yaljalingu support melanjago jananya mono janamba career wano mono pathway yaljalingani jana wananjago palo jana banya separate ward kanyini award janamba Aboriginal education workako mono yaljingo nyarabalo nyagulinjago mono support yungunjago janamba pathway nga wananjago jingo palo jana mukorenga nyinya nyago jungaranjago paraprofessional mono teacher wea ka yaljingo jananya support nyarabalo nyungunjago banya jana skulanga education balo nya yunganyi jijudagoro.
I always believe that Aboriginal education is about, has two prongs. It has, one is about the Aboriginal learner and to appreciate that and what that child brings to school and ensure they get better and get the skills where they can make the same life choices as any other child attending school. And secondly, it's about educating the wider community about the First Peoples of this country. And I think we are challenged to do that well in both prongs.
Oangai lukuleni banya Aboriginal education ango banya ara kujara wanani banya learner joda anang learner joda jarbanyi school anga mono nya balo jana ngalagari ni school aguru mono nya balo jana mukuringa ni wanan jago school anga banya nenderengo la pagan jago school nguru mono nya gulugulu number 2 banya ara kujoba banya education anga nindin jago banya peran bajoda anang
with this new approach, the co-design, people are really telling us to look at the skills of the people that are teaching their children, and they're also concerned about the lack of Aboriginal content in the curriculum. And so I'm of the strong view, if you don't see yourself in the curriculum, you know, you kind of don't count.
Oara banya kulin jago banya nyakun jago banya skills nya teacher jurango kanyini kanyar baloni katun jago munu nya gulugulo banya content banya nya balo jana nindeni banya anango culture ko nyar balong ranjo wiya strategy nga mun curriculum anga kanyar balong ro jana kulin jo wiya anango kanyar balong ro jun kun jago munu widin jago janambara.
And so we've got to build a stronger appreciation within our Aboriginal learners that they do count and they are valued within the classroom. And we value them because we actually include their backgrounds and culture and languages in the curriculum to which the children are exposed to. Mm. I'll go back to saying, you know, you can't be what you can't see. So if you don't see strong Aboriginal people in the curriculum, strong Aboriginal stories that celebrate culture and reach back into time immemorial because we've been on this continent and for so long, well, then we our children start to see they're not really valued.
Culture, ungu banya curriculum anga balorjana banya kulenjago molaba nganana chungudongani curriculum nyanga monola nenderengani mono nyora nganana nyukulini ka balorjana wangana rangulda nenderengani school anga.
And so I hope that this piece of work that we're doing in co-designing is really building a curriculum that's really respectful of the Aboriginal learners of South Australia, and that we have the opportunity to teach a whole lot of other people about the Aboriginal children they have in South Australian schools.
Oh, nyundo nyakunjo weya mono balangoro nyundo puto gulini palanjago nyarvalonya ka ngana nyangani banya ngaranjo weya odi ngaranjo weya banya anango kunpoyodo jota nyanga curriculum anga mono nya chugurba wapar palunjana nya weya ngani chana pa chugurba mono culture kanyara balangoro ngana banya rawa nyinangi Australia la anojora ninangi ngoraja muno palojana uyangarani curriculum manga ka tijurangol ta kolel ko munda jingorojana ngananya kulenjo uya.
So the clear message we're getting, they want to have their children respected in the classroom, they want their children to feel safe in the classroom, the Aboriginal children want to learn more about their cultures and their languages and about what they can do in terms of their lifelong choices. So we want they want high expectations. They want to be able to aim to be anything that they want and not just told that you have to do certain professions and you're not skilled to do others. There needs to be a real appreciation that the education department really works with children to have two knowledge systems. One is an Aboriginal knowledge system, the other is Western knowledge system. And our children want to make sure that is the children can see that and feel respected.
Or message odingani jijurango alajuangangi jana monongunju mamangu kulugulu mukurengani banya classroom manga respect ngaranjago janamba background go janam culture mono safe nyanjago school room manga mono kulinjago banya anango culture balonya mono jijurango nindering jago janamba culture go mono janamba wanga kulugulu Nendering jago, mono yaljaling onyarabalonyo, wananjago, nendering jago, mono plan jungo jago, wananjago, aranyarabalon jananya, mono gulinjago, gulgulo, nya janamba expectation, banya jananya gulini, nya balojanamukuring in nendering jago, mono baganjago school angoro, mono janamba career, wananjago, mono jana banya jaruganyan jago, balojana banya kaduru gulinjago, banya ya ara pulka wananjago, janamba waka. Ordering Gujago, Mola, Banyabalojana, Bulgarangula, we are in school, Mono, Yanani, Waka, Gorulda.
What's the time frame for getting the strategy done and what are the next steps?
Well, we want to have a strategy launched by the end of the year. In a sense, we're doing a bit of a catch up because, as I said, the previous strategy finished in 2016.
Oanganana Mukurangani strategy Nyangabalo, Banya Baganjago, Banya Yia Wearingula.
I think a part of this is that we need to get the policy makers to be able to listen to what we're saying. Aboriginal engagement, strong curriculum, more culturally responsive teachers have been on our priorities for over 30 years. But the lack of implementation by systems is the only reason why we still have so many challenges in the education system. It's not because Aboriginal children can't learn. I think it's the lack of the way systems have failed to engage them in a way which they can contribute to their own goals, which they clearly have as young Aboriginal people.
Well, I go learn even your strategy, young uncle, and a mugoring and even your policy maker, Jordango, one garangula, gulinjago, aranyangaja, mono, banya Aboriginal engagement, balonya, kadunjago, mono, banya curriculum, baloro, kunbungaranjago, mono, banya teacher, gulugulo, go, gulinjago, banya culture. Balo balonya yaljaljingo pagalingo jago. Ngana nanya aranyang balonya nanya tido jarango ang kagaringi banya la 30 years mangara karinja mono ngana na kuare bangko wangka nito. Balo balon jun ko jago system anga education system anga mono nara balong oro da aranyang aja kuare to ngarani chana pulka kulin jago banya nya jijirang mukoring ani nindering ko jago balo system anga pathway jordan yang balu jana jeng oding ran juya mono balangoro budugulera balu jana jingoro education system balonya wanding on ba kanyara balangoro ngana namukoringa ni aranya balon jana nya witira chungo jago strategy nga
Professor Buckskin, in drawing to a close, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I'm very clear, and so is the Chief Executive of Education, that we saw an Anangu education plan. And that hasn't run out, that's still relevant. And we're developing a new plan, but I want to ensure that we can be complementary of that plan and probably sharpen it, the Anangu plan, to achieve much more of what the Anangu people want for their children, a stronger level of engagement. They want to ensure that language becomes very much a core component of the curriculum of the schools on the lands.
Oh, angayelo odingu mula koleni bano mono chief executive ango gulgulo banya anong plan nyanga jangarani mono lamu korengani aranya rabalon jana nya wananjago baloro nyagulgulo karunjago plan balonya mono jungunjago panya update melan jago ngonpa muno kulin jago panya ngunju mamangu nya amulamu korengan ni janam chichi juda nenderengu jago skulanga.
So I hope that this strategy for APY lands is one that is really bicultural and multicultural in a sense. It brings together Penindjara, Yankunjara, it brings all the different nuances of the languages of the desert together, and they're taught in a way that mum and dad can still learn that when their child goes home, they're not speaking silly Penindjara, Yankunjara. That the structure of the language that we're teaching is correct. And we've got to invest in that.
Munungai lumukorengani, munupurga guleni banya strategy nyangango, APY la, gulinjago banya bicultural gujara, culture gujara gulinjago, muno nindinjago, muno banya jana jijinko, ngajagul banya ngora guru, school ngajarba, kab jana mpawanka banya liberal ngaranjago, udi ngaranjago, liberal banya muno investment nyarabalo nyanda ngajajun gujago, curriculum manga. Banya wura nindin jago janamba wanka muno culture banya two-way kulin jago.
Well, Professor Buckskin, it's been really inspiring talking with you today. So thank you very much for joining us, and we wish you all the best with the ongoing work to develop the strategy.
Thank you, and we look very much forward to returning to the lands to ensure that the Anangu people are happy with what we're proposing. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Buckskin.
Professor Buckskin nganana programula janjun manani nyondo kuari wangkangi nganana la mano udino waka nyangaja uromula nyora kulini mano palyani. O angailo thank you gulugulo mawangani panyana ngojoda kuru mano kulini panya kuranjo guru nganana malaguru yanani wanganjago anangojodanga mano udinjago strategy nyajuda la ara nyajuda nganana jun kunja nyora kulinjago panya nya curriculum manga. Yaljialji mono strategy nyangangko yaljialji ngko widilko janampa jiji ko learning palya. O ala jigal danganampa time aldakwari wiaringo yondo jingo mukorengani kulinjago banya interview on gara nganjara Professor Peter Buckskin balor banya Dean ngarani Aboriginal Engagement mono Strategic Projects ko University of South Australia langoro kanyondo anko langorila banya website anga papertracker.com.au. Oa baljana ojoda uraya nyinama.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangu lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangu communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.